I want to just talk to somebody about events of the past week or so. I just want to talk to somebody about this because I feel like the whole world has gone mental. I don't know where I fit. I don't fit anywhere in this. There's a big, big chunk of me that absolutely loathes the left and their stupid protests that they couldn't have bothered to be doing while, you know, Obama was helping to starve Yemen for all of 2016. They couldn't be bothered to take 5 minutes out of their schedules for that. You know, but they have to have Madonna and Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus lecture us on the dignity of women. I mean, are we to be spared nothing? But at the same time, there is still this cult of the presidency around Trump that I don't like. So I don't really have a home. But while I'm homeless, I am nevertheless cheering for people who are as fed up and disgusted with the left as I am. So let's start there. I mean, I guess we could say something about his inauguration speech, but let's just start with your overall impression. I mean, doesn't it feel to you like things have really accelerated in the past just year or so in terms of the divisions in the country? They were always there, but it's palpable and overwhelming now.
Yeah, they have accelerated, and we deserve it, because this is what you get when you politicize things that shouldn't be politicized, which is 90% of what government does is extra constitutional, even if you're a fan of that document. But more importantly, the left mostly, but now the right to an extent, has politicized whole areas of human life that ought not to be political, like sex and sexuality and family life and work life, what happens at your workplace. So we deserve this. And I think Trump is a symptom. He's a symptom of the imperial presidency. The progressives have cheered this for decades. They've sought to have executive control over environmental issues, over health and safety issues, labor issues, women's issues, abortion. You know, they cheered an activist Supreme Court, which they're now terrified to think they might not control. They cheered an imperial executive. They're now terrified of Trump. So, and I think that really this march the other day encapsulates the whole thing perfectly. I mean, these are political people who claim to love democracy and voting as the means to organize society. Well, we had a vote, and lots of women voted for Trump, more than voted for Hillary, at least amongst white women. So they go and have a white woman march nonetheless in Washington, and they do so in a way that says, you know, we don't respect the outcome of this vote. I don't respect the outcome of any vote, so I don't really care. I'm agnostic. But for people who claim they do care, the guy's been in office a day, and they're walking around in pink pussy hats, and we're supposed to take them seriously, and we're supposed to say that these are good, people because they're making their voice heard. Well, you guys are the Democrats. You're the ones who say you make your voice heard by voting. Well, we had a vote. So, look, this whole thing is an absolute farce. Politics is devolving into nasty tribalism. And the left has wanted this. The left has wanted this for decades. They talk about how fractured that we are. Who do I blame? I blame both sides. But the question for us is, how do we react? How do we respond as libertarians? And I think the answer is going to make a lot of our libertarian friends unhappy because they don't want to face the plain and obvious truth in front of us, which is that we need to depoliticize society and we need to break it up. We need some form of secession, localism, subsidiarity to deal with these intractable social issues that have arisen because of government, because of government dividing us.